New Delhi, Brasilia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Brazil's highest civilian award, the Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, by Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. In recognition of his efforts to bolster India-Brazil relations and enhance cooperation across global platforms. The award marks the 26th international recognition for PM Modi since he assumed office in May 2014, underlining India's growing diplomatic reach and leadership on the world stage. Receiving the honor, PM Modi dedicated it to the 1.4 billion people of India and the enduring friendship between India and Brazil. Being honored with Brazil's highest national award is a moment of immense pride and emotion, not only for me but also for 140 crore Indians, he said, addressing the media alongside President Lula after delegation-level talks. This award reflects the deep affection the people of Brazil have for India. May our friendship continue to grow and achieve greater heights. The leaders discussed ways to deepen trade, investment, and strategic cooperation, with PM Modi highlighting the potential for a $20 billion partnership between the two countries. Football is the soul of Brazil, and cricket is the passion of Indians. Whether the ball crosses the boundary or reaches the goalpost, such a partnership is within reach, he said, using a sports analogy to underscore economic collaboration. The recognition drew praise from senior Indian leaders across the political spectrum. Former Union Minister Smriti Irani called it a fitting tribute to PM Modi's statesmanship and India's growing role in shaping the global order. The Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross is traditionally awarded to foreign heads of state who have made outstanding contributions to strengthening relations with Brazil. PM Modi now joins a select group of global leaders honored with this distinction. The recognition comes as India and Brazil continue to collaborate closely within multilateral forums such as BRICS and the G20, while expanding bilateral cooperation in trade, technology, and renewable energy.